We are in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, the Halachas of Bein HaMetzarim. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph, and we will be doing Sifim Yud Aleph through Tesvav. Sif Yud Aleph. Kol mi she'ochel basar b'makom she'nohag bo iser. Anyone that eats meat in a place where they're noig iser. Remember the Machaber who was going with the Ikar Adin when it came to meat, which is only Aser Mikar Adin for the Suda Mafsekes, extended it out of Minhag to the Shavur Shechalba, and then some to all the way to Rosh Chodesh Av, and some even to Shavasar B'Tammuz. So in a place where people are knowing, so such as the Minhag Ashkenaz, which begins from Rosh Chodesh Av, Poritz Gederu, he is considered breaking the laws, V'in Shechenu Nachash, that is a Pirtza, and the onish for that, the Pasuk says, is he gets bitten by a snake. So one should not have meat, a keneged haminag, even though it's not ikar adin. Says the Rama, mutar lishtos kol shechar, all forms of beer or fermented fruit drinks, afilu shel dvash shekor in med, the same going for the honey drink of med, that one should not is allowed to have that. Minig Yisrael is only not to have wine, but you are allowed to have all other intoxicating drinks. Yud Beis Tisporis Shavua Zeh Echad Rosh of Echad Kol Sar Shabo Aser. Tisporis, haircutting is Aser during the Shavua Shechalba. The Ramah had already mentioned that the Minig Ashkenaz is from Rosh Chodesh. Ubezokan Sif Yud Gimel and the beard Kol Shema Akavis Achila Muter. Anything that gets in the way of one's eating, in other words, if a mustache grows long and interferes with one's ability to eat, so he is allowed to cut that. Yudalid, Osir Ligdolim Lisaper Liktanim. The same way that it is Osir for a gadol to take a haircut, he can also not give a haircut to a child. Ulachabes Kasusam, or do laundry for the children, Vashabes Shechal Tishabav Lios Besocha. During Shavua Shechalba. Now here, the Ramah does not tell us that it's Dafka from Rosh Chodesh, and the Mishneh Brura mentions that there's a Machlokes Achronim whether or not the Isser for Ketanim begins with Shavua Shechalba or actually begins with Rosh Chodesh. It seems that the Eliyarabba learns that it begins with Rosh Chodesh for us, whereas the Chayyadam is Makel and says that you are allowed to cut the hair of a child or you are allowed to wash the clothing of a child up until Shavua Shechalba. There we go with the Ikar Adin. Now, why is it that our minig is not to cut the hair of a cotton and to wash his clothes? So there are two reasons given. One is because of Agmas Nefesh for all of us, and the other one is for Chinuch. And the nafkamina is a child that's not higia lechinuch. If he is less than, and the Mishneh Berurah here gives an age, he says that if he's less than 6 years old, then he is not higia lechinuch for the Churban Yerushalayim. There, the reason why it would be aser would only be because of agmas nefesh. Says the Raman now, Hagamiu begodim shemalafim bemaktanim legamri. If you're talking about diapers, Shemotzin behem rei umashtinen behem. Talking about diapers. Hani vadai mishra shori. Those you're allowed to wash, they're constantly getting filthy. So he's talking about cloth diapers. Says the Ramah, vafilu bigdei shar ktanim nogin lahokel. The minig is lahokel in all clothing of ktanim. The reason being that it's not a simcha because they're constantly getting filthy. However, the Mishneh Berurah says two conditions. First of all, not a lot, meaning you don't wash a lot at one time. And second, you do not do this in public. So certainly if one still has a clothesline, you don't go hang up a lot of kids' clothing together. You don't hang up kids' clothing altogether in public. Tesvav. Mit shetochvu avelis shel mes v'shel Shabbos zu. Someone who, Rachmana Litzlan, was an oval just before the Shavua Shechalba, v'hich bitzaro, and his hair grew very long. So the halacha is mekel betar avalobi misparayim. Chazal allowed him to make his hair livable, bearable, using a razor. So he's allowed to cut it here and there, but he should not use scissors. Meaning he should not be cutting his hair in the normal way of cutting hair. Umechabes ksuso b'mayim, he is allowed to rinse his clothing out in water, avalo b'neser v'chol, but he should not be using detergent. So this is talking about a case of someone who shloshim ended in Shavua Shechalba. Now, according to the Mechaber, the halacha is that you're allowed to do laundry and you're really allowed to cut hair from Rosh Chodesh Av until Shavua Shechalba. So according to the Mechaber, the halacha would be that this would only be nogea in the case of Shavua Shechalba. The Rama had the minag of not doing laundry and not cutting hair already from before that. The question is, when Chazal said that if you have avelis ending at a time that there is now another iser of cutting hair, that it's two together and therefore one could be makel, the question would be, all right, we are makel and we say that he's got to do it in an abnormal way if it's Shavua Shechalba. What happens if his shloshim ended from Rosh Chodesh Av and on, but not on Shavua Shechalba? Is he allowed there to take a regular haircut? So the Mishnah Berurah brings two opinions in that. He brings a machlokas whether or not he would have to just cut with a blade, or he can actually use scissors and have a regular haircut. So lahalacha, if you're talking about Shavua Shechalba, so very much like what the Mechaber said, he would just have to use a blade. Whereas if you're talking about from before that, there is a makom where one may be allowed to be makel and take a regular haircut if he's coming right off shloshim.